Last week we hardly knew what to do with all the kids. Look at this week. You are going to be very busy for the next half hour. Okay, so this morning we heard about Jacob. Do you remember Jacob? We've been talking about him for weeks. Jacob? Does that ring a bell? Right, that's with everything. Right, that's the Jacob. That's the one. Jacob had a brother whose name was? Yeah, okay. Well, Jacob's name means snatcher and kind of, he's kind of pesky and all that kind of stuff. And in today's story, finally Jacob takes a nap. And he has a pillow for, what's his pillow made out of?
Rock.
It's a rock. I have the same pillow at home. It's a rock, and he lays his head down on it, and he has a dream. Do you remember what he dreamed about?
He dreamed about a stairway to heaven.
The stairway to heaven, yeah. Every guitarist's first thing that they learn to play. Sad. No, it's a ladder, right? Kind of a stairway to heaven. Who is going up and down the ladder? The angels are. So why does everybody sing that song? We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Because then I always sing, no, you're not. No, you're not. It's the angels who are climbing up and down the ladder. What is the job of every angel? What does the word angel mean? I know you've heard me say it. You just said it. Messenger, right. Angels do nothing more than bring messages. So in Jacob's dream, up and down the ladder come the angels to bring messages to God's people. And Jacob wakes up and he says, I had no idea God was in this place. And so he named it Bethel, which in Hebrew means house of God. And there God's people would dwell. And it all started with a dream, this wonderful dream about a ladder. So guess what I brought today?
Ladder.
A ladder. Oh, I'm so obvious and predictable. All right, so I need some help. Come on, you're my confirmation age kid, so there we go. Thank you. So you take that end. We're taking it like this. Go down that way, that end. Yeah, I already got this end, in case you didn't notice. So remember last week, what did we have people do? You all sowed some seeds that way. Do you remember? You sowed some seeds. Were you here? I remember you distinctly, but you act like you weren't here. Go ahead and set it down on the bottom seat. Perfect. Lovely. Almost like you were trained for this. Sort of. All right. There we go. So I said we had messages coming down, angels coming down. Olivia. So last week you got blessings. I think that the message that the angels were bringing down were blessings. So come be my angels. Come on, you lazy kids. You know how boring my sermon is? This will be so much more fun. Here's your job. We need people to know about these messages. Do you want to read that? Can you read that?
Yeah.
You're better than me.
They each find and seek another to bring to the LCH Ohana as a place of perspective, rejuvenation, and inspiration.
Wow, written by a PhD. What do we do with blessings? They become part of our place. Here's your tape. You are the angels who will bring the messages. Miss Peggy is going to assist you in your endeavor. I'll try to make this as nice as possible. So, during the whole part of the boring sermon, this is your job. Okay? Think you can do that?
Okay.
You are bringing blessings to everyone. And I don't care if they're right side up or upside down. I guess that's one of those blessings somebody forgot. Right? but try and make them so we can read them. And that will be our blessing ladder. And you can be ordered or not. It's completely up to you. It's art. Some of them are hard to read. I must have written those. All right. Thank you. You guys will continue all through the rest of the service.